We are back with another episode of Boo-ha-ha, the Super Secret League of Villainy. And I am your host, Metal Rob, and over here across from me is...
Beastmaster.
What you been up to, brother?
Nothing much, man. Just fucking it up.
Just fucking it up. Well, I'm fine over here, just fucking shit up. Looks like there's been a lot of shit happening this summer since the last time we met. We have a lot of topics to cover right now, Beastmaster.
Fuck, let's do it.
Alright, take it away, Beastmaster.
So, you know what pisses me off, Metal Rob?
What's that, Beastmaster?
Fucking hipsters, man.
Hipsters?
Yeah, those little skinny guys with the glasses and the fucking beanies and fucking have to be into everything new, all the new music, everything.
Yeah, they have a problem with not wiping their asses, right?
Probably, I wouldn't know.
They're like totally against like toilet paper, aren't they?
Probably.
They say it's like communistic or something like that, right? I heard some rumor that it's antisocial to wipe their asses with toilet paper because they're killing trees, so they'd rather wipe their ass with leaves.
Probably. Those guys
fucking tree huggers. How can they be tree huggers when they're wiping their asses with fucking leaves? Anyways, I'll go ahead.
I don't know, man. They just bug me. I always see them at my job. I'll just say I work at a school, but I see them all day long walking around with their skateboards, which I have nothing against skateboarding, but these guys are just doing it because it's quote-unquote hip now. So they're walking around with their skateboards, they're wearing glasses because they think it's cool. It's just bullshit, man. These guys are just bugging.
They piss me off because, you know, they seem very obnoxious. Like they have the answer or the cure to cancer.
Right.
And yet they still look up their answers on smartphones and they think they're smart for looking it up on the smartphones. Anytime you look up something on the smartphone, doesn't make you smart. It makes the phone smart. At least that's how I feel, man.
I agree.
If you have the knowledge in your head, that's what really makes you smart. If you can recall it from the top of your head, that's what makes you smart. Like, if you read a lot, you have to just read a lot. I'm sure there's some smart-ass hipsters there that read a lot.
Right.
But they read e-books.
I think we just need to kill all hipsters.
Yeah.
In a nice way.
I like to collect their trophies, those hipster curled mustaches as trophies. No. That'd be a nice Xbox 360 achievement.
Just collect our glasses, that'll be good.
Yeah, man. Well, let's move on from talking about manginas and move on to something more delicious and wet and ready to totally judge your manhood. Looks like we are back with another segment of Perf Panel. Tell them, Beastmaster, what are we discussing today?
Alright, today we're discussing hands and feet on women. Now, I know this...
Don't forget the booties. Booty call. Booty
call.
Yeah,
booties too.
Hey, man. Last show, we promised the people that about the booties, so we
and
have
booties.
To have... Okay.
But booties is pretty easy. You either have it or you don't. And if you don't have it, you can work on it a little bit, but hey, it is what it is.
So. Firm and tight.
Right.
You firm it up.
A nice round ass. It's great. If you got a flat one, you know, guys aren't picky. We'll take flat. We'll take round.
What the fuck? No.
Most guys, I think.
Me, no. Sorry.
What would you take?
No, I don't take no flapjack tortilla ass. Oh, no. I love the Latin women for this reason. They never come with a flat ass.
They always have
some booty. Right. Some kind of booty somewhere.
Well, I'm
it comes
saying,
from the cortitas and the tortillas and the all that good Mexican or Latino food they eat, and it just sticks on their cellulite butt cheeks somehow and makes
turns
a firm,
into cheese.
Not cheese, man, but some poundable, kissable substance that you just want to rub your face up and down, and then you get a tanner face than when you walked in white.
All right, man. Take a breather. Take a breather.
Okay.
Well, besides that, hands and feet, of course, people think, oh, it's a fetish thing, if you like it or not.
Since when are we covering fetishes?
Well, we're not, because I'm saying it's not a fetish. I mean, you can call it what you want, but the reason I don't believe it's a fetish is because women go out and get their toes done, you know, they get them all...
manicured?
Yeah, manicured. They put nail polish, all that, and they do the same things with their hands. Well, why do they do that? They do it so they look nice in shoes, and then we could see it. So how could that be a fetish if it's something they're doing on purpose? It's not like, yeah, there's guys in the closet looking up, you know, some weird feet porno thing and getting into it that way, which is fine if that's your thing, but in general, it's just a sexy, sexy thing. And some people, some guys just hate it.
So how do you, let me ask you this. Yeah. How do you like your women's feet?
It's hard to answer. I like them, I don't like them extremely bony, and just like no bumps, you know what I mean? Like long ass, long ass toes.
Do you like the corns and the fungal nail?
No. Nope.
The bunions?
No.
No. You're really picky, dude. I'm sorry, man, but that sounds like you're really picky. You're leaving a lot of good ladies out there.
No, they know that either. Well, most of them know that, you know, they're going to go out and get their toes done. They're going to get their hands done, their fingernails done. And then they're going to get dressed up nice or just, you know, shorts, tank top, and sandals. But they're going out to show them off. And guys are checking it out. And they're digging it. But you have some women, unfortunately, who, depending on how they're raised or they just don't give a shit, they just don't do anything. And that's where it's disgusting. It's like, come on, you're supposed to be feminine. You know, do what you can. All that.
You know what I love? Those are the kind of women I love. I love it especially when their big fit toe looks like an opposable thumb and they can hang upside down on a tree branch.
Like a monkey?
And have real, and I love it when they have a lot of hair, like a hobbit. That so turns me on. That's so awesome.
Well, I'm sure you'll
have it reminds me of your bushy beard.
You'll have no problem finding that around. Just go to your local swap meet and look for the cholo chicks walking around. That's what you'll find.
Oh, chola chicks. Oh, getting specific here.
But, no, man, it's just, I don't know, I totally dig it. I know it's like a woman's small secret because they go out and get all that shit done. They walk around in their little sandals and stuff, and we're checking it out, and they know we're digging it, and it's like an unspoken thing, probably. And if it's spoken about, all of a sudden, it's a fetish, and you're a sicko. It's bullshit. So, all the ladies out there, keep doing your feet, keep doing your fingernails. We love it.
You didn't talk about the hands, though. Just
yeah, the hands.
So how do you like the hands?
I honestly like big hands, not like big man sausage finger hands, but I like women with long fingers. I think it's very sexy. But everybody has
their own. Especially great when they're doing that prostate exam and they just drive it up there and trying to get you give that mangasm.
No, man, I never get that. But,
shut up. You know you enjoy it.
I just don't like, I'm sorry, ladies, but the Megan Fox, the toe thumbs, those things bug the shit out of me. You ever seen that shit?
Fuck, dude, just close your eyes on that shit. Nah, just don't shake her hand.
Dude, fuck that. I don't like it. It's gross.
You know who I found out, has, strange hands? Is have you ever seen that movie Prince of Persia? That I forgot the name of that actress, but she's an English actress. She came out in Clash of the Titans 2, the new movie.
No.
That came out as a goddess, a priest goddess or something. But she was born with six fingers.
Oh shit!
Yeah, and she's like super hot. Okay, another editorial note I have. The actress in question is Gemma Arterton. Sorry if I slaughtered her name, but yeah, it's Gemma Arterton from the UK. And the information about her hands, I read on Wikipedia, so it's there if you need to look it up. Of course, I just checked it from IMDb, and then it had a link going to Wikipedia. So, if this information anyway is not true, you know, my apologies. Cool. Anyways, back to the show.
Does she still have six fingers?
No, she had it amputated when she was a little baby, but she was born with six digits.
Hey, as long as there's only five now, that's cool.
There's a scar. There was a scar in her hand somewhere where I think it's like where her thumb is, because the thumb is like, it's like some kind of special condition. It's like one out of every 40,000 children are born with this.
Wow.
And it's like, it's usually the joint where the thumb is, where the ball socket of the thumb, and then usually sometimes it grows another bone there.
Right.
And it looks like a second thumb, set of thumbs. So you have two thumbs.
Ah, shit.
That's pretty cool. Twisted up.
Well, I will say this, though, since I don't want women thinking, oh, man, he's just ragging on us or something. I'm not. I'm just telling you, you know, if you got your toes done and your hands done and you're going to show them off, you know, make sure they look good, and we do appreciate it. We love the way they look. But I will leave an end note to this story of men.
Because
don't wear sandals.
Come on. You know
it's
what?
Gross. Don't do that shit.
Well, we need something to pretty look at when you're giving us a hand job, you know. We need to see how polished your fingernails are. That's the only time I really look at it. Besides only the time I'm actually looking at your eyes besides your tits is when you're blowing me, but still, he does got a point there.
Yeah, so men, don't wear sandals. I don't care who you are, it's gross. I think nobody wants to see a man's feet.
Now I know I'm going a little off topic here, but remember last time when I had a theory?
He had many theories.
Yes, but this theory is about, but remember when we went to that restaurant and you got those pictures from that lady?
Yes.
And, we had a theory about the diameter of the areola.
Yes.
Well, is it true?
Yes.
Told you. Told you, son.
Go ahead, remind us.
Yes. The reminder is that ladies with larger areolas are usually more hornier, and
yes.
They're more hot to trot. It's based on the size of the areola. It's just they're more stimulated there, and it's like, you know, they're more sensitive. So there's nothing more than that. It's not saying that, you know, a lady with like a silver dollar size areola is gonna like bone you just because, oh god, you know, she must have huge nipples, she's gonna be pretty easy. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that they want sex more, like they're usually a little more hornier.
Right.
But of course, women are always guarded to that thing. They don't want to let the world know that they're just like us, that they want to fuck as much as we do. But they just have to think about having children. That's the aftermath. So they don't always have to think about the long game, the end game of that shit. So that's just us being perverted.
I'm glad we didn't get off topic.
No, not really. So also, remember you were talking about the other thing.
The hair?
Not
or the
hair.
Booty?
Well, the booty?
Yeah.
How do you like your booties?
Well, of course, I like them big and round. On big girls, on little girls, they're nice. Of course, I think everybody likes that, like a peach. But as long as it's not as flat as a board, I'm happy.
I like them hard, stiff like a rock, kind of like the size of Mount Rushmore, kind of looking like George Washington's forehead and nose. That way, when you just hook it, you're just going to hook the cheek right there. It feels like a man's ass, a good, firm man's ass. I'm kidding.
I don't know, man. Are you?
I don't know, man. I'm fucking with you. No, no, actually, I love them round and luscious. I don't even mind that they have a little bit of cellulite on them. I think that makes them look cute. I love it when they jiggle. I love the jiggle. I love the extra wiggle and jiggle.
When they jiggle.
Come in. You're welcome.
Right.
Come on home. Right?
Hell yeah. All right, Metal Rob. It looks like it's time to talk about some movies. So I guess it's time for Cinema Corner. Have you seen any good movies lately?
Yeah, I think I've seen like a few movies with you. Let's see. We saw Ted, Cabin in the Woods. It wasn't in the Three Stooges. I know I'm forgetting one.
Dictator.
Dictator, yes, that's right. How could I forget Dictator? I got a dick.
It looks like a potato.
Looks like a potato.
Hey. Well, hey.
So, yeah, man, well, when I saw these movies, they were pretty funny. These were a lot of good comedies. Also, we also saw The Avengers, right?
Hell yeah. That was bad.
That was something that I forgot to put down. But, yeah, The Avengers. That was great. That was a spectacle.
The Hulk. The Hulk is a man.
The Hulk ain't afraid to bitch slap a hoe.
Nope.
So you watch out, ladies. You don't want to piss off the Hulk, man. He'll... A massive green cock. Gamma-radiated cock.
Damn.
Just always wanted to see how the Hulk would fuck the Black Widow in my sexual perverted comic book dreams.
So, which one would you recommend the most out of those four?
Oh, the ones I have listed here? You know, I like Ted the most.
Yeah, Ted was great.
I mean, all of them were good, but, okay, Dictator, I think, would be the least liked because you just gotta be a fan of that Sasha guy.
Right.
Borat and all that. You just gotta be a follower of that kind of humor. I mean, he does this awkward, put you in an awkward place, kind of force something on you humor.
Right.
Ambush. It's called an ambush kind of filmmaking.
It's Sacha Cohen, right?
Sacha Cohen, sorry. Yeah.
He's the one that did Borat. So if you like that style of sick humor and twisted, then you'll dig The Dictator. But if you don't like that, it bugs you, and blah, 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 then don't go see it.
Yeah. What about the Three Stooges?
Three Stooges was great, dude. I was very hesitant to see it because I'm a fan of the original, but I thought those three actors did a killer job, and the kids that they got to play them did a killer job. The script was a little weak, but...
What about that 8-year-old? He looked just like he could be the great-grandson of Mo something.
Right, they looked just like him, and they did a killer job. And,
they killed it, man.
That was great.
Okay, now let's talk about Cabin in the Woods. I think that was a surprise.
Right.
That was the dark horse. We didn't see that one coming. You know, that's what the one movie we talked about last show, and probably by now you can get it on demand or something like that on your
Redbox.
You know, we saw it pretty late. You know, we went to the cheap seat theater. So to be honest, but of course we don't have those free screenings like all those fucking fancy.
Executives and stuff.
Well, not just executives, but movie critic guys, you know.
Right.
We don't have those screenings, so we have to pay out of our pocket. So we're just like you. We have to watch it when we can. We haven't even seen Batman yet, so. And
yes.
Which we're probably going to review and talk about next time.
In Podcast 3, we have to.
Yeah.
It's a must.
Yeah. We're going to even talk about Batman right now, but a little bit later. Yeah, man, so... Cabin in the Woods. That was pretty surprised. I mean, where they took the story, it was a giant, kind of trip. I don't know. Should I talk about it and do a spoiler alert thing?
You might as well, because the movie.
It's already on video on demand. Well, okay, it's already going to be on video. I can kind of give you. It's a simulation of horrors. Horror movies, yeah.
Oh, movies. Okay.
Yeah, so they kind of get the archetype characters, the stoner, the jock, the bimbo, the virginal.
Are you sure this wasn't Breakfast Club?
No. But it could be. It's also that's the same archetypes for the horror movies too.
True.
The cast of the Breakfast Club. You're right. But the virginal, outstanding girl that's very virtuous, and just the slacker dude, the stoner, right?
Right.
So it's like five archetypes there. Did I miss anybody? The jock. Oh, the studious nerd.
Yeah.
Okay. So. All these guys get tested through this kind of like a parade of obstacles, and you all see them get butchered up. At different times, of course. And, you know, it's like any horror movie. And they're using... and they could have died a multitude of different ways. There's some people that are controlling the whole situation, like at Cape Canaveral and... in Houston or something, or with NASA, there's a NASA kind of
control room
area, hidden in a mountain somewhere, in a mountain bunker. And this corporation is basically setting up these simulations of killings to entertain people.
Yeah, the way they're doing it, well, we won't talk about that. So that part at least can be a surprise.
Yeah.
But I think the best surprise we got, the reason we went in and were blown away at how different it was, is because it's set up as your basic kids going out into the woods in a cabin and all getting killed by some type of maniac. And it's set up that way, and then it goes a whole different direction.
Yeah.
It's great. It makes it really interesting.
It has a twist.
Right. So that was great. I love it.
All right, man. So I guess we're done with Cinema Corner for now. This is just another small segment, but right now there's always a lot of movies coming out during the summer. This is like the movie industry. They're always coming up with great hits. We haven't even seen Amazing Spider-Man, but I heard a lot of people just talking like, hey, don't even bother.
Right.
I don't know. People saw that from what I'm hearing from friends is that Peter Parker came off as an asshole. He even treated like his Aunt May like shit.
Wow.
Like, he has this smart aleck kind of emo kind of talk back to your elder aunt attitude. And I think when they did that, they showed that scene, that was the biggest detour from the part of Peter Parker, because Peter Parker, even though he would have arguments with his Aunt May, he'd have disagreements, he would never disrespect her.
Right.
He always had a respect for his Aunt May, because his Aunt May was real fragile and everything, and there was always that tender kind of relationship between them. And once he did that, it kind of like that did not make Peter Parker Peter Parker.
Right. Well, I think what they did was
he was no longer the lovable nerd.
Right. Well, the thing is, back in the 50s and 60s, you know, Peter Parker's in high school, so they made it where in the 50s and 60s he was respectful to her. The kids nowadays at that age are disrespectful to their parents or grandparents, a lot of them are. So they try to do an updated version of, hey, let's make them like the kids are now, disrespectful and all that. But to us true diehard fans of, you know, comics, that's fucked up. You just don't do that. You don't change that, you know. You kind of need that.
Okay, even though the majority is, the socially this is what's acceptable here in America,
right,
doesn't make it socially accepted everywhere.
Right.
There's always a few families among many that have stronger convictions than the majority.
Right.
So, like, usually it comes from people that go to church and stuff, you know. I hate to say it. I guess all you Bible thumpers say, yay, we got you on one. This is the only one I'm going to let you have. All right. So, Beastmaster, looks like I'm going to start a new segment where Beastmaster and Metal Rob teach the commandments of comics in our Comics Church segment. Beastmaster, have you ever gone into a comic shop and some nerdy comic book clerk, fanboy, ever ask you, are you a Marvel or are you a DC?
Yeah. I always yell, DC, man. Batman, hell yeah.
DC, huh?
Hell yeah.
Really? Okay.
Even though they changed their logo and it looks stupid now, that's a whole other story.
Well, you know, I think that has to do with the fact that they're trying to figure out... to me, I've kind of been a Marvel fan for most of my life. I like DC Comics too, but I've been a follower of, I guess, Marvel because of the visual way of storytelling they do.
Right.
Hold up. Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me put some pimping in it. Okay, this is an editorial note by Metal Rob. As far as Marvel Comics go, I also forgot this very important reason. One of the most very important reasons why I always enjoyed Marvel Comics is because of Stan Lee, Marvel spokesperson and personality. DC never had that, and that's why I always kind of felt like, you know, Stanley was sort of like a surrogate grandfather of sorts. But, Stanley is just a great storyteller, and he made a multitude of great characters. And, you know, one of the first books that my mom ever got me was How to Draw the Marvel Way, since she was trying to make me pursue my artistic talents. You know, so growing up, I did learn to draw the Marvel Way. But on the back of the book, or the front of the book, you saw Stan Lee, you know. And the guy with the salty, you know, gray beard and, I mean, not beard, but mustache and gray sideburns and stuff. And, you know, Stan always had some style and class about him. So, you know, where DC, you know, there never really was someone like that, you know, which, you know, I always felt DC needed some spokesperson. So, you know, I think that's why I always preferred Marvel Comics growing up. Now, my tastes have changed. Over the years, I was following Wildstorm Comics. That was who was the chief of that was Jim Lee, another famous great artist that came out of the late 80s and 90s. He started Wildstorm Studios. Now, just recently, a couple of years back, 2010, he had to close his studios. And I thought all those great characters he made were going to die away with the closure of his studio. But now, funny enough, all those characters I was reading when I was journeying along, you know, reading the books, you know, that he was creating out of his bullpen, now he now takes them, and DC now inherits those characters. So now, I'm reading some DC books, you know, and which is kind of odd, but, you know, I read them both. I like them both. I like both sides. I'm not really a Marvel, hardcore Marvel fan or a DC fan. I'm kind of like, I'm open to anything. But later in this in this talk with Beastmaster, you know, you're gonna say, you know, it's like we're making a stand here just for show sake, entertainment sake, you know, he's DC, and you know, he's always been DC, and I'm Marvel, so you know, that's good, you know. But you know what? I read both books. If the book is great, the book is great. I still stand by, you know, one is more visual way of storytelling, while the other one's more writing way of storytelling. So, I mean, I don't know if it's changed, but, you know, sometimes bullpens change, and so do the habits of each publishing house. So, you know, more power to them, you know. But, you know, that's just the way I feel about it. And I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I just realized after I did this podcast back in September, I really forgot to add, you know, Stan Lee, you know. And so Stan Lee and Jim Lee, man, those two really got me into a lot of comics. All right, you know, this is the end of the editorial note. Now back to the show.
But the problem with that is, because it's visual, and it's a visual way of storytelling, when the guy is asking you, are you a Marvel or are you a DC, and you say Marvel, the guy's like, oh, you're one of them. Right. So that means you're the dumber of the nerd species. And as for DC, you know, there's usually the great writers like Alan Moore and all them, and they usually write really great, Neil Gaiman, and they're writing these really great stories, so you're seeing more as an intellectual type if you read DC Comics, which, I don't know, I think it's totally farce. It's bullshit, but I think there's a lot of great... I just think there are two different companies, and they have a different way of telling stories, and one favors the other in like just how they tell their stories, and that's how you can differentiate them. Right. That's why it's like, are you Marvel or are you DC? And they are red and blue logos. Right. So you might as well say, are you Crip or you're blood? What's up, Compton, bitch? So I guess that make you Crip. So you'd be Crippin'.
I'd be Crippin'.
And I'd be blood and I'd be bleeding like
it'd
a
be
blood.
Batman against Spider-Man.
Yeah, totally.
Batman would win.
That's what you say, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. If not Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man would win.
He's too small. All right, got it.
All right, so let's go on to the next thing.
All right, Metal Rob, it looks like it's time for Tech Talk.
Yeah, so I got this report right here. Have you heard of the new Microsoft tablet coming out? I mean, do you even care that the new Microsoft tablet coming out, Beastmaster, honestly?
I'm a little curious as to what it's going to look like and do, but I know it's going to be a disappointment because everything from Microsoft usually turns out pretty bad.
Yeah, well, I guess it's better late than never to crash this tablet party for Microsoft to make their entry to the race. Let's look at this from the image that we have in front of us. It just looks like a tablet, like any typical laptop with a little kickstand to hold the tablet up. And the picture we still happen to have seems like it has a bright neon pink keyboard. But of course, if you are kind of like, feel that's too gay, you get the baby powder blue.
Yeah.
If you still feel too gay, you can get it in fuchsia. And if you really feel like it's not gay enough, you can get it in bedazzled.
Bedazzled. Nice.
Yeah, nice.
That's the one I want.
And then you can get it in punk rock little Killy, Hello Kitty style too.
Yeah.
Where it shows her massacring a Pokemon character. So that's my favorite. Okay, so. This Microsoft tablet is going to be running Windows 8 Pro, and its adoption at large companies through the anti-tamper assessment with reservations. Now, this is an article I have by Brooke Crothers, and I guess that's the author of this darn article. But they say the Microsoft tablet and iPad duke it out at large companies. So. This is their thing that I got from CNET News. It says that the Microsoft Surface tablet is running Windows 8 Pro, can leverage the large existing base of Windows customers, giving it better chance of checking penetration. I love that word, penetration. Don't you love that word, penetration?
Yes.
Penetration of virtual vagina. Wait, we're not talking about vagina anymore, are we?
No, we're talking about Windows.
Oh, shit. You know, have you ever got your dick slammed shut on a window?
No.
Doesn't feel very good. But neither does this iPad, or this... I mean, I'm sorry, this knockoff of iPad coming to the tablet party late, you know? It's just a party crasher. Maybe I should shut up now. But let's get back to the story. Their Surface tablet is running on Windows 8 Pro, can leverage the large existing base of Windows customers, give it better chance of checking penetration. Again, love that word. Of Apple... penetrating an Apple hiney, no, iPad at large business accounts. Douchebag analyst. Did I say douchebag?
No.
It's Deutsch. Deutsch bank analyst Chris Whitemore wrote in a research note on Monday. Sorry, I've been reading a lot of weird comic books lately. That blah, 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 robust security, leverages an existing install base, offers full office support, blah, 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 blah. We expect pro forthcoming ilk.
How much is this sucker going to cost?
Blah, blah, blah. But we won't know a scenario. It says an Intel-based pro version will likely be priced at the range of $900 to more than $1,000. or roughly in line with similar configured Ultra books, he wrote. So why buy this fucking tablet when you can buy yourself a laptop with USB ports?
Right, or you can get an iPad with 4G.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're just Microsoft, if you got a hard-on for Microsoft and you want to fuck Bill Gates in your wet dreams, I mean, sure, instead of Steve Jobs. Of course, now it's necrophilia if you go for Steve Jobs. No, but you can but you can go that other guy, that other creator of Macs. He's still around. I forgot his name. But anywho.
Well, I guess we're going to just have to wait and see what happens with this sucker.
Yeah. What they're predicting is that they're going to see the RT struggling because the platform has, one, limited third-party apps. Second, no backward compatibility with PCs. Three, a price point that will likely be higher than the iPad. That right there should sink the ship.
Yeah.
Unclear of 4G carrier support. If they don't have 4G, no one's going to want to fucking buy it. You have to have a current network.
Right.
Five, man, they got it numerized, man, up to five reasons. Five, uncertainty which version of Office will be supported. Reports suggest that it will not be enterprise ready. To put it bluntly, if the Surface is not priced below the iPad, we will see few compelling reasons for consumers to choose RT over iPad. RT probably stands for retarded tablet. hey, you know what, man? Hey, Microsoft, you want me to start saying nicer shit about your stuff? Start paying me off. This is a capitalistic country. Come on, bribe me. Shit.
Yeah.
I need money.
I know.
This podcast isn't run for free.
I know the Apple community is a strong one.
I love Apple.
Everything that comes out on Apple, all the little hipsters run out and grab. But, sorry,
Rob. Oh, speaking of the hipsters, hey, going back on that, what was our scores?
Yours was higher than mine.
No, it was not.
What he's honest. Referring to is the online hipster test they give you on Facebook, and it's rigged. Because if you say everything right, you turn into a hipster like 60-something%. And what percentage were you when you took the test?
37.
37. Because you cheated on the whole thing. But anyway.
No, because I read carefully, because I know they try to... If you're eco-friendly, the trick is, if you're eco-friendly, you're hipster. It's been at one point problem area, one of the questions you answered was too eco-friendly, and they gave you 20% more on that. That's what shot you over the top over me. So that's why you got a 51% hipster?
Well, we all know I'm cool. I'm not a hipster, so, you know.
I don't know, man. That means you got a shot with him. He's 1% over to being on your side. That means you can convert him. He's convertible, guys.
Well, anyway, the Apple community is a lot stronger than the Microsoft community. Apple, they stick together, and everything that comes out they love, and they gobble up and go out and buy no matter what the price. But the PC Microsoft crowd, I don't think they're that strong, where we're always just sitting there waiting. I say we because I'm a PC guy. I sit there waiting, and we know that Microsoft's going to come out with more crap, but we always seem to buy it because it's just a lot easier to work on, and well, usually it's a lot cheaper, but in this case, it's more expensive. So we already know it's going downhill.
Yeah. So that's the one thing it has against it. But usually Windows. If you're comparing desktop machines, laptops, you know, Windows got it better pricing. But for some reason, they don't last as long as the Mac. But the Mac got more quality, so you got to pay more for a Mac.
Right.
Except for my iPod headphones, they fucking crapped out on me because they were probably made in China, but assembled in China at least. Now, do I sound... Well, fuck it, man. It's made in China, man. And they're fucking stealing our jobs. And they should fucking be... We shouldn't be assembling those fucking headphones here. Fuck you, Steve Jobs. In the grave. Asshole, you should have sent those jobs here so we could have taught them how to make a decent pair of headphones. You know, steal some of those Dr. Dre headphones. They're really expensive. They're really cool. They're made in America. Shit. Oh, sorry, 10. So, anyways, I got this stupid figure on a Microsoft Surface. The price for it is the iPad versus on the iPad says is there's a like a table chart. It says Wi-Fi, it's $500 to $700. The 4G, of course, you're looking at $630 to $830. Tablet, what I'm looking at here, it's 9.3 millimeters, and the 13.5 millimeters for the Windows 8 Pro. NVIDIA Tegra ARM. Again, that's I guess that's a video card. ClearType HD, HD Full. Yeah, this isn't going to cut the mustard, man.
I mean, so about at least half of it is better than Windows RT, but the price is double. It's just way too much.
Yeah, the Windows RT, I mean, I guess it's a substitute, but I mean, and that's if you hate, if you're just hate Steve Jobs. But I mean, they did it. They perfected the technology, and they figured it out right away. And a lot of times, it's the first one to hit the market with this shit. Pretty much dominate.
Right.
And the other guys can't really, if they didn't come up with the technology first, they have to pay proprietary rights or have to buy and get lesser softwares, copy knockoff softwares just to add as application stuffers onto their tablets. So you're not going to have the same kind of robust things that you find with the iPad. The iPad, when you look at iPad, it feels complete, and you got everything basically what you need to do everyday things.
Right.
Microsoft always had this feeling like you always had to buy extra stuff just to get that complete thing. But me, I'm a Mac guy over here. Mr. Beastmaster is a Windows. So if you're a Windows fan, you send your emails to Beastmaster. If you're a Mac dude, yeah, you send them to me, Metal Rob. All right. So. That's done with that.
All right, Metal Rob, let's talk about the age-old debate of cougars versus chicks. Cougars being older women. I don't want to put an actual age to it, but people know what cougars are. And versus chicks, the young girls.
Now, this ain't a fetish thing, is it?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just a preference thing, and you kind of know what you're getting with cougars, and you know what you're getting with chicks. So it's depending on what your preference. What's your preference?
Well, you know, the thing is, I just with me, I guess my track record is, I guess I go for the little chickies. Because I like to teach them shit.
Right.
And now me being old age, now when I was younger, I did like did hook up with an older woman, but it was really weird. She was about 8 years older than me.
She was 8 years old?
8 years older than me, you okay. Freak. Now it was in like when I was working at a college, and it was a while back. It was like in the early 2000s, 2K something.
Now, was she considered a cougar? She wasn't that old?
No, she wasn't that old. I mean, she wasn't even a MILF.
But to you at the time,
she was like 8 years older than me, dude. And I was like 21 or 22. So she was hitting 30, so she might as well have been cougar country.
Yeah, to you, she probably felt like she was 50 or something.
Well, yeah, but she felt good, though. I mean, when we did it, I mean, she felt great. It's just I noticed that let's just say gravity. You start noticing gravity.
Oh, damn. Yeah, gravity will do that to a woman.
But it does that to men, too. I mean, I noticed my balls started sagging like 3 years back. Gravity's a vengeful motherfucker. It just comes after everybody.
Yeah.
When did your balls drop, Martin?
When I was 12.
Oh, okay.
Well, with cougars, let's see. We got...
You got experience.
You got experience. You got women who are at that second stage where they just really want to have sex.
Oh, yeah. When they're hot and heavy, yeah.
Right. And they don't have any drama because they've been through it all. It's just straight out, let's hang out, let's have fun, let's have sex.
And you're the boy toy, yeah.
Let me mother you a little bit and be on your way. Leave me alone. With younger chicks, yes, they look good. They're really hot. Tight bodies, on and on and on. But unfortunately, and all you women know, it's the same in a different way with guys. But, you know, when you're a young woman, You have major issues. Everything's so dramatic.
Yeah.
Everything turns into an issue. That's just the way it is. But you got these really good-looking women. But, again, sexual-wise, they're not that great because they're not experienced.
See, that's why I use my PhD in philosophizing.
Philosophizing.
And bullshit.
Philosophize it.
I'm a philosophizer. I'm the world's first official philosophizer.
Right.
I'm calling it first.
Uh-oh.
Trademark copyrighted. Right there, motherfucker. Philosophizer. It's a word now.
So what are you philosophizing about?
Definition, fake philosopher. So, yeah, I honestly, yeah, it's just a preference, like you're saying. You know, the Cougars know what they're doing. If you get tired of girls, like, explaining shit to little girls about how to do what or how to jerk you off or how to get you up or how, if you're just fed up with that, then go with the Cougar. If you feel too intimidated by the experience of the Cougar because you feel inadequate sexually or because of the size of your manhood or something, or you feel like they have a loose hoop, like their hoop is the size of the Grand Canyon after they squirted out like 50 kids.
Yeah.
Usually just means you got a little dick, but you might want to go with a nice, tight, young little chickie.
Right.
And then, but again, you're going to have to explain everything, and you just got to be patient. So if you're impatient, go with a cougar. If you're patient, go with the chick.
It's funny how the younger guys seem to want the older chicks.
Like I said, if you're impatient, you go with the cougar.
Right.
If you are patient, you're gonna have to go. Then you might want to go with the chickie.
And guys, when they're young, I am a guy, but I'm not that young. You're impatient.
What are you talking about? I thought you were only 17.
Mentally, but. When you're young, you're impatient, and you're horny, and you're an asshole. That's the way guys are when they're younger. They're just assholes. We all were. And when you get older, you realize...
Me an asshole, never!
Yeah. When you get older, you realize that, you know, you don't need to be an asshole to get your point across. You're a lot more mellower and take things as they come, blah, blah, blah. So, you know... You go for the younger women because you're more patient. Rob, let's talk about the Mayhem Festival.
Yeah, the Mayhem Festival. So, what's the Mayhem Festival anyway?
Mayhem Festival, I just went to it about 2 weeks ago in San Bernardino. The headliners were Slipknot. And they had, who else was on there? Slayer, Motorhead. It was a great gig, man. A lot of metal headbanging on that show, man. It was good.
So, I guess even though my name implies that I know everything about metal, I guess I don't. And you just educated me on that, huh?
Right.
well, you know, it's just a name. It's a name's name. Okay, man. Well, that sounded like fun, man. Did you meet any celebrities or talk to anybody?
I met Dimebag Darrell. Of course, everyone knows he passed away. R.I.P. Dimebag. I met his wife. She was there promoting shirts and things of Dimebag, so I got to meet her, took a picture with her, talked to her. She was very nice. But other than that, man, I was just there to party and watch the bands, have a good time, and just do some headbanging.
Wow! Now, I have to be. I have to ask you this straight up question: where do the headbangers bang hardest to? Where do they really shake their heads and, you know, really shake their brains to? What band do they respond most to?
Surprisingly, Slipknot. Which I won't say surprisingly, like I don't think they're hard, but. I thought it'd be Slayer, that'd be the heaviest one, but it was Slipknot, surprisingly.
So there were just a lot more Slipknot fans in the bunch.
It was jam-packed when they went on, and with Slayer, it was only like three-quarters packed, unfortunately, but Slayer's badass, man. They'll always be the best.
I like Slayer myself, too. Now, now that we're done talking about that Mayhem Festival, I would like to talk about this other topic in music. Beastmaster, have you ever noticed that pop music has no hardline stance in anything?
Yes.
I mean, like, pop music is more like, its primary function to me, it seems like it doesn't really talk about anything political or profound. It doesn't have any of those stories, like, you know, sure they have those songs about the guy that they got away. It's just like love songs and shit. But everything has a catch or a hook.
Right.
It's just to get you and shake your booty on the dance floor. And what really pisses me off is, like, when I go to the iTunes page.
Right.
Which, by the way, subscribe to our podcast. And it's now on iTunes, so just look it up in iTunes. Right. Boo-ha-ha on the iTunes store. But besides, when you're looking for your iTunes store music, the first thing you see on that splash page is just pop music stuff.
Right.
The top 10 is pop music. There's not even a little bit of, like, outside jazz, metal, country. They should have, like, a top 100 chart, at least, or something like that. And that way it encompasses everything. First thing you get is just freaking the top 10 in pop and what's going on in the clubs.
Right.
So I think that's a little unfair. And I think it's blurring the lines of what people, it's confusing people on what rock metal music really sounds like. They're getting confused that pop music is sounding like rock sometimes, and they think that's metal.
Right. It's just pop music being fed to the masses, unfortunately. Everybody's just, you know, a rabbit waiting for the next palate, and they give it to them, and it's like, all right, you know, they'll eat it and take it, and that's it. They don't have... They're not letting a music fan think for themselves or doing the thinking for them. And they're not even thinking of anything.
One of the most shameful institutions that has even pissed off people, like, even in shows that we like watching, like the metal show on VH1 Classic, you know,
right.
Free plug. So we should get some free swag. So send it our way, man. Shit. I want to wear your sweatshirt. No. But I mean, like, but they always, you know, you always hear that guy Eddie talk about, Eddie Trunk talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and how they're never, they're always inducting pop stars.
Right.
And no, it's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I mean, pop music is, it's using different sorts of instruments. It's using electronic imitation machines, MIDI machines, and synthesizers that, you know, that yes, metal uses synthesizers, but they use more guitars, more drums. There's more crafts of the music. They're pulling on chords. They're trying to make music,
right.
Where they're not pressing a keyboard or anything like that, you know, as much.
Yeah, there's... we talked about this last time when we talked about the different styles of music. They're not playing straight-out instruments. It's all digitized now. It's all synthesizers and this and that, and it's nothing real. Like, so all the music in the top 10 now is just all dance hall bullshit that all the little kids are downloading. They're telling them to download it, so they're making it like the number one stuff, and there's no heart to it. There's no message behind it like rock used to be. All the way back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, there's no messages at all. It's just, here, dance, kids, and give us your money, and that's it. That's pretty sad.
Yeah, I know, man. It's like, it's one of those things that's just like, it's the culture's killing itself.
Right.
And, but, you know, all you metal rockers out there, keep listening, you know, and keep promoting and keep supporting the shows, supporting the artists.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't fucking let metal die. Metal is there because, remember, metal chose us. We didn't chose the metal.
Right.
The metal called us, and we answered.
It chose it at us.
It chose it at us. It chose us not just once. It chose it at us and kicked our asses in the mosh pits.
Yeah.
Because that's where our metal was tested, right?
Right.
I mean, how many times were you ass-ripping that mosh pit, man?
None.
None?
None.
Fucking liar. Okay. I'm joking. Shit.
Right there. In closing, Metal Rob and Beastmaster, I'm going to speak in the behalf of Beastmaster. We haven't made a show in a while. It's been a while. And we just got preoccupied with other projects that we had to do outside of just the podcast. you know, life has a funny way of just, you know, getting your priorities in order. You know, not saying that this isn't a high priority, it is, but it's just we had to, you know, find work and do other things of that nature where we couldn't just produce the show on a regular basis. So, you know, we're sorry about if you've been waiting for an episode. You know, we apologize for that. But, you know, on the good news is we might get back on. We're going to try to get back on a regular schedule again. So, you know, hey, there, you know, there's a silver lining behind those dark clouds, you know. Another thing is, we had the reasons why we were on a break also. We'd had that hiatus is, well, you know, well, we were kind of just, we were going over the scripts and all that. And we realized that our show shouldn't be scripted. It should just be more just cue cards and stuff like that. Or just like something that's like more of a free form format. So more or less just a little line of a topic. So we're just reorganized and regrouping because we felt that this show kind of fell a little flat. And that's why I had a lot more recorded parts to this, but what that means, it just sounded real flat, it sounded real robotic, and you know, that's not the way we want to do our show. You know, we kind of were straying away what we did on the first show, and we kind of want to keep it that way, where we're just two friends, and we're just gonna discuss things our way, not sound like a couple of, you know, journalists, you know. We're not journalists per se, so okay, so, you know, we just had to get our priorities in order in that break. We kind of figured out now this is the way we want to do our show off the cuff. And you know, Beastmaster isn't here to but we talked it over with me on a phone call, and you know, he kind of wants to keep the show more off the cuff and keep it more freeform. So, you know, there you go. You know, on the other note, we have new a place where you guys can reach us. And the first show, we didn't advertise this, but also we didn't have any of these listings. But like now, Boo-ha-ha is coming to you on Facebook. So, you know, you can also look us up on Facebook. Boo-ha-ha, B, capital B, O-O-O, capital H, A-A-A, capital H, A-A-A. And, you know, and on Twitter also, we have a Twitter account now. You can look us up on Twitter. The B, capital B, O-O-O, capital H, A-A-A, capital H, A-A-A. You know, shouldn't be too hard to spell. And boohaha on gmail.com. That's probably the most direct way to reach us. Right now, we're still trying to build up our audiences. So, like, to be honest, we get more of an audience, of course, we'll be checking the Facebook and the Twitter. But if you really want to get that message to us to see, you know, just to critique us or just to tell us what we could improve on or whatever, or if you like the show, you know, hey, if you like the show, please like us on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to us on iTunes, of course. You know, and just but you have all these now forums to now reach us, and that's, you know, part of the show. You know, your input is very important because, you know, we need to, you know, sometimes we might go off the, you know, go off to left field here or there, and you know, but just be nice about it. You know, if you disrespect us, well, we'll disrespect you. So, just keep that in mind. You know. But if you have a sincere criticism, you know, me and Metal Rob and Beastmaster can handle it, and We'll see what we can do and see if we can fix that. Okay, cool, man. So this is Metal Rob, and Beastmaster will sign off again on this show. And of course, this show was recorded on September, I believe, like 17th. The show is pre-recorded, so have a great time, guys. We'll have another show to you real soon, just for December. All right, bye.